Welcome to Christ's Blessing on this wonderful, beautiful, sunny Sunday on the coast of Texas. As I mentioned just before we started the session, we had a very unusual opportunity to say it's cold down here too. We got down to 27 degrees last night, which is a record breaker for this part of the world. And so I just want to say that I have great compassion for you guys up north, and I completely understand how it feels. So I see we've got some callers who are ready to speak, and I'm going to open your line. We have a caller from area code 201, and you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. How are you? It's Susan. You know,
Hi, Susan.
I'm just trying to think. My son's mother-in-law has scoliosis for, you know, she's about my age, which is, I'm 67. So, you know, I don't know if they treat it differently now, but she's really suffered a lot. Fused, her whole spine was fused, this, that, and the other thing. And now she's in terrible pain, and they say that she can't be fused anymore. And so I think, I don't know what she's looking for, but I, you know, just came to my consciousness to, you know, put her in the blessings. And her name is Jane Siegel.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We certainly will.
We certainly will.
And thanks for asking. So we will put her in our heart as well as our blessing.
Thank you, sweetie. You're the best.
And how are you doing, Susan?
Oh, thank God. I mean, I'm feeling great. I really am feeling so wonderful. I put some Christ oil, inside the bottle, not the pills, but the bottle, and I put it on my meditation table of the medication that I take, and I'm using oils, the respiratory oils, I'm diffusing them, whatever I'm doing is really working to compensate for the pill, you know, lowering my immune system, you know, because my weakness is respiratory. And so I'm doing all these other things by divine guidance, and my vitality and my energy has been so much improved, lots of revelations, lots of wonderful stuff, just great. And I love the cold weather. So,
great.
I'm one of those great weather. But, so I'm feeling really good, and, bless all of you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thanks for speaking, Susan. We always love hearing from you and others in our community. We've got a caller from area code 804, and you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can.
This is Brad from Richmond. How are you?
Hi, Brad. Well, I'm a little bit on the cold side, but other than that, I'm just doing great.
It's the same here. It's 24 degrees and sunny. Yesterday, we got 6 inches of snow, and I went to work at 7:30 and stayed there for half an hour. No one showed up. It's a new job for me, and actually I think I'm going to quit. That's going to lead into my blessing request. But I waited there half an hour. No one showed up. No one called me to say we wouldn't open. And the job for me is very challenging. It's at a dollar store. I've been hired as an assistant manager, and the store is just full of trash. It's disorganized. And I think actually that I've quit. So that's one blessing that I'm asking for, is that I find a job that suits me, makes me happy, and will pay my bills. And the other thing I want to talk about is it's in a very poor part of town. It's actually in a dangerous part of town that I was not too familiar with. I didn't really venture that direction previously. And I'm glad the store is there. So many of the customers pay with food stamps, and We're essentially like grocery store for them because there's nothing else really nearby. So this particular dollar store sells a lot of food, and that's, I feel like working there is almost like community service, which that aspect I like. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about, this is going to sound goofy, but I'm not really a conversational person so much. And, you know, being new in the store, I don't know where all the stuff is. The customers have been delightful. They know I'm new, and they say, oh, you're new, aren't you? They see my name tag. They call me by my name. They ask where stuff is. If I know where it is, they're like, oh, thank you, man. If I don't know where it is, I'll say, well, you know, I'm new. I'm still learning. Let me look with you, or let me ask somebody else. And they've just been so grateful. You know, and I'm 54. The women call me doll baby. The men call me sir, or they call me man, or what I love best, actually, they call me brother. Oops, are you still there?
Oh, that's so great.
But
yes, I am. I don't know what. Okay, I was just scrolling through. I'm learning my new toy here, but you're still on. Go ahead, Brett. Well, Brad, just ask again, and I will find you, okay? I know you weren't finished, and I'm so sorry about that. This little rascal is very, very sensitive. Okay. Brad, I think you're on. I'm not sure, but I think you're on. Okay. Well, let's see who else wants to speak. Brad, you are able to speak if you want to speak. At least I think you can. You are 810, area code 810. No? Okay. I will go through the pages and see if I can find you again. And everybody, I do apologize. I will be back to my computer next week. For those of you who came in late, everything crashed for me. So, Chris, you're on. Hi.
Hey, Glenda.
Chris.
Greetings from Nashville. Yeah. I just want to remind you to turn that recorder on. I didn't hear it go on.
It is on.
Oh, good. All right.
No, the recorder is definitely on.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, okay. Thanks. We got that one right. And Eva is on. Hi, Eva. I opened your line.
Hi, Glenda and everybody else. I just want to thank you very much for all the blessings regarding my husband and family last week. And he is coming along, and it's just amazing how he tends to always bounce back. It's still a ways to go, but we've got therapy coming in. And they actually have suggested speech therapy again, which kind of surprised me after 15 years. But I've learned that now they have a specialist which can work with apraxia, which is his problem. And when he had a stroke, there was no way to do anything about that. And now therapists are much more helpful and understand more about the body. And so that's kind of exciting. I said,
that's
wow,
great.
If I could have my husband talk to me again after 15 years, that would be wonderful. So we'll see.
Oh my gosh, that would be great. That would be so wonderful.
That we're getting, who knows what is possible, everything, right? So, thanks.
Absolutely. And you know, Charlie has just been a hero climbing up this mountain. So, blessings to him always, and great admiration.
Yeah, and people admire him. People that come and visit and have been, they just are amazed at him and his spirit and his, I guess because they know his condition, and yet he smiles and, likes to see people and they are impressed. So
well,
we appreciate it.
He is an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Please express that to him for me. He is an inspiration, and we're always glad to hear about his progress and offer more blessings for it. So, and blessings to you, Eva. And we didn't get Brad back on the phone, but there was one comment that I wanted to say. About the people, in a hardship condition coming into the store where you work. I have noticed that sometimes the people who have suffered the most are the people who love life the most. And it's an interesting irony, something you wouldn't expect, but it's a miracle that I have been shown, as in the many, many years that I have served Yeshua, and I have served the church, and I have served people in all levels of economic capacity, all levels of education, professionalism, or lack thereof. And I have found that those who sometimes have suffered the most, whether it's a physical illness, financial loss, poverty, lack of companionship, I have met those who really, really, if you can believe it, they have no one. They have no one. And when anyone offers them a smile or asks for their help, it is appreciated so much. It sometimes brings tears to my eyes when I see how much those who have so little appreciate. And so we can marvel at the elasticity of the human soul, that it can expand brilliantly at times through material opportunity, or it could be dwarfed by materialism that serves no purpose. On the other hand, the human soul can be expanded by poverty that serves to build compassion, or it could be dwarfed by bitterness and hardship. It could work either way. And it all comes down to the fact that we all have a choice. We all have a choice about our life, our values, what we will consider to be the most important, and our relationships to God and to the world and to our fellow man. What we put into life is what we get out of life. And in relation to that, there's also another very important part of the blessing that I want to talk about, because I'm constantly educating all of our recipients as well as our blessing givers about the importance of just releasing ourselves to new possibility. Sometimes we think we have the answer, and we wonder why we keep praying for this and for this specific thing and this specific thing over and over again, and we don't get it. And then all of a sudden, the problem is solved. And it was solved in a completely different way than we thought it would be. You see, I think sometimes we don't even accurately define the problem. And when you don't accurately define the problem, it's very hard to define the solution. So one of the most important things is releasing our limited perception and opening the doors of perception much wider than they've been. This is probably the most limiting aspect of modern medicine, which I have great respect and admiration for. I wish that our fine doctors weren't obligated under such heavy paperwork and regulations and interference and supervision by those who have absolutely no interest whatsoever in healing. I wish that our dedicated and brilliant physicians were freer to just do what they do best, which is to serve and heal people. So there is that. But in saying that, you see, I'm projecting more freedom for them. And that's what we all need, is more freedom of perspective. One of the greatest limitations has to do with the limiting labels and diagnosis. For example, just to say that someone has diabetes. Well, yes, that may be true, but the causes of it could be varied and many. And the problems surrounding it could be varied and many. And therefore, the solutions could be varied and many. I have some very, very wise and close friends who are very, very leery of medicine, only for the reason, the simple reason, they don't want to be diagnosed. They want to be healed. And, you know, I think this is what has been so special and so unique through the ages about Yeshua's healing, is he simply accepted. He simply accepted. I don't recall one instance we're told about in the Bible where he first diagnosed what the problem was. I don't think there's ever one situation where he said, oh, now let me look at this and see. Oh, yes, you have third stage Parkinson's. Let me focus in on the parameters of that. Because his attention was always on restoring the wholeness of the person, the wholeness of the possibility for healing, the wholeness for everything. And so as he would focus upon the wholeness, everything would be encompassed. And so this is one of the things I want to encourage you to do as you receive the blessing, and blessing givers, as you offer the blessing. Just let it be what it is. Let it be whatever it may be. Let it be wherever it can penetrate, wherever it can move, whatever it can address or accomplish. Just let that happen and then become what it needs to be. So while we're talking about the blessing and the blessing givers, I would like to mention that we're right at, pretty much at the cutting stage of, and we're going to have to wrap up our enrollments this week for the Christ Blessing Seminar. And I really, really do want to encourage anyone who feels a calling to come. Because you will learn something about yourself that you could never learn about yourself except in relation to serving others, giving to others, except in relation to being an instrument of God serving and giving to others. There's something about getting outside the limiting definition of ourself. So you see, I'm coming back again to that universal problem of limiting our definitions, whether it's definitions about life or definitions about the problem we have, or definitions about who we are. All of these things create boundaries. And boundaries create reflective surfaces from which things are bounced off. Not necessarily denied, because that doesn't mean it won't come back again at another time. But as we limit who we are, we limit what we can receive, what we can become. I just want to tell you, there is no way 30 years ago I would have envisioned that I am the way I am now. And I was everything I am now, but it was not all developed. It was in a latent form of just being potential. It was just in a latent form of, real possibility. And it would have stayed there forever. It would have stayed there forever in that condition if I had not said yes. And if I had not said, well, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm here and I receive. I'm here and I accept. I'm here. And whatever God's will shall be in my life is the way it will be. And it's because of that that we actually have the Sunday blessings, we have the books, we have the presence of Yeshua working in my life and through the life of blessing givers and ministers. And I want to say something very, very important. And that is that just as what we're doing is not about you in the limited sense of who you are, it's also not about me. Christ's blessing is about Christ. It's about God. It's about the Holy Spirit. We are here to serve Him. It is He that calls you, not me. Much as I try to be worthy of the calling, I'm human. And much as I try to be neutral and universal in my perspective to all things, I have my preferences. I happen to prefer chocolate ice cream to strawberry ice cream. And I would not want that to offend anyone who prefers strawberry ice cream. And that's a silly example to give. But it relates to everything. And that is that we all, as human beings, have our preferences. We all have our likes and our dislikes. But those likes and dislikes do not have to be turned into a philosophical position or a position that defines our capacity spiritually. The important thing to remember is that's what you like today. That's what you prefer today. Many of you may have collected things like baseball cards when you were a kid, but today you would think that was just a silly thing to do or a waste of time, unless, of course, you got very good at it and you happened to acquire some very valuable ones, but I think you get the point. And the point is that we grow. Every day we grow. And as we grow, we become not different people. We become more complete. We become more who we are. And sometimes we grow in a way that redefines us. I'll give you a very pictorial example, and that would be all the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle laying out on a big round table. And you're putting together, it's a picture of a woodland with some sky above it and some meadow over to the left and some flowers and some birds in the sky and a little brooklet. But you start with all the trees. So all of the pieces you're putting together initially are pretty much dark green and brown, maybe a little bit of gray, some shadow pieces, a little bit of highlights on the leaves. And they all look very, very similar. And it's very easy to say, oh, that's what this is all about. And then all of a sudden, you get to the edge of the woodlands, and there's a little spot of blue that causes you to look for another piece of the puzzle that has more blue in it. And then, all of a sudden, for a while, you're working on blue, white, and gray because there's some little clouds. And then a little bird appears. And you say, oh, my gosh, there's a bird. That's what this is all about. There's a bird. And then there's another bird. And you complete that, and there's this waterfall or this brook. And you say, oh, gee, that's what it's all about. Well, you see, we need to always be looking back to where we've come from, looking forward where we may be going, because, you know, even that one little puzzle piece, even that one little puzzle piece with a piece of blue sky in it could be a topic for imagination. And we could say, oh, wow, I wonder where this is going. I wonder what opportunities may lie ahead there. Now, Eva's commentary was a perfect observation of that. There was a time at which the speech therapy just didn't work for Charlie. And now it's being recommended again because there's a new perspective on it. That's like that little puzzle piece with a little bit of blue sky is up there. And we don't know how much more blue sky will be added to it, but we know something is developing that's beyond the woodlands. That's the way it is. Also, Brad, with your comment on your job, you've had an experience in that dollar store that's given you some valuable insights into humanity. And it's given you some insights into what you like and don't like about a work situation. And you've seen a little bit of blue sky. Now, take that and expand on it. But I want you all to see what would happen if instead of accepting your past, you condemned your past or you judged your past. If you said, oh, that didn't work, I'll never do that again. I'll just never do that again. What if I said, I will never paint again? And actually, I was very tempted to say that at one point because after I painted The Lamb and the Lion, it felt like, what in the world could ever follow this? Nothing, nothing could ever hope to inspire me. And as a matter of fact, I didn't touch brush to canvas for a long time. Not until he brought me the inspiration of him with his mother. And then again, not for a long time, until the angels brought me a doorway that led me back. I was pretty well ready and convinced that my painting career was over. But after I took time to develop the rest of the puzzle, the blue sky, the waterfall, the brooklet, you know, the light in the background, after I took time to develop more pieces of it. Then I came back to painting, but in a whole new way that was energized and refreshed and more complete. Now, this is what I wanted to say as a preface to what you will get from the blessing seminar. Even if you think that I'm not a spiritual healer, I couldn't possibly convey the blessings of God. The fact is, you are a blessing from God. And you're limiting yourself by focusing on just the part of the puzzle that you've been worried about for so long, that you thought was the whole of everything that is. Just imagine what it will feel like rediscovering the center of your being from which parts of the puzzle you've never seen before begin to emerge. And in those pieces, there will be new answers to the various problems you've had in life, because the problems will be redefined. Until the problems are accurately defined, we don't get an answer. And that's a fact. That's a fact that one of the top corporate counselors in the world could give you, Tony Robbins could give you, Neil Donald Walsh could give you, your Reiki master could tell you, but most of all, Jesus Christ would tell you. He would say that until you receive the whole spirit of your life, that's what the Holy Spirit means, the whole spirit of your life, you won't get the whole picture. And it's very hard to get ourselves dislodged from the puzzle pieces we have been focusing on so intensely for so long without an opportunity to release that focused attention and find ourselves back in the heart of God, serving ourselves and humanity from the heart of God in this zero-point place of all possibility and all potentiality, to rediscover yourself and then to go forth and serve whatever you feel called to do. Now, some people desire to join the team of blessing givers and be on call for situations that happen in our world to make a difference. Other people just choose to make a difference in their life and the life of those they share a life with. So there are all kinds of possibilities. But I didn't want to lose this opportunity to let you know, because also something else very, very important will happen at this blessing conference. It's where the news will be released about what we are going to become globally. I can't tell you now. I'm not set free to give you that information, but we will have so much support, so many employment opportunities, in fact, many, many, many volunteer opportunities to be part of a global team. I can't wait to tell you. I feel like Mrs. Santa Claus 2 weeks before Christmas. I can't wait to tell you. So, that's my gift to you today. But, of course, the biggest gift is coming now, and that's not from me. It's through all of the blessing givers from Yeshua, from the Holy Spirit, and by the grace of God. So let's get ready for our blessing. Let's get ready to receive. If you're receiving, be seated. have your shoes off, hopefully bare feet unless it's so cold, but nothing artificial on your feet. No running shoes on your feet, okay? To have them to where they can draw energy up from the earth without some manufactured energy they have to filter through, okay? And nothing on your head unless your belief requires it, and if so, let it be natural. Let it be wool or cotton or silk, okay? And other than that, just be still. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and be open to the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God. I will say my prayer to Yeshua, and then I ask that you pray as you feel called to pray for the next 3 minutes or so as the blessing givers and I convey the Holy Spirit for you. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your gifts to us always, for walking with us, for being one with us, for sharing your love, your light. Even when we can't see on pathways that are dark, in limited situations that we can't see beyond, we know that you see beyond them. And thank you for taking our hand and walking with us. Like a little child crossing a busy street, you know how to stop the traffic. You know how to take us safely to dangerous areas and through dark nights of the soul. You know how to restore our faith, our hope, and give us love eternally. We ask for your physical healing for those who need that. We ask for companionship for those who need that. We ask for job opportunities and ways to serve and work and create for those who need that. And we ask for all of us greater brotherly love, more peace on earth, a better year than we knew last year. We ask for your grace and your wisdom and your love unfolding as a way of life on our earth, but without judgment, without limitation, without any prioritization, just with a sense of childlike, open opportunity to receive and be all that we can be for one another. In your blessed name, we ask all of this, and we open ourselves to receive your blessing now. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is now complete, except that you need to go and receive. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes or longer. It's okay, however long it takes. God be with you. God loves you, and I love you too. I look forward to being with you next Sunday, and I hope that we will all be together at our blessing seminar on the 21st and 22nd. If you need any help with that, call me and ask for help. Okay? Bye-bye.